back to news now about permanent TSB. The Irish state owns 57% of the bank, and in a statement this morning, the bank said the board of PTSB, with the support of its largest shareholder, the Minister of Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has concluded that it is now in the best interests of the bank and its key stakeholders to commence a formal sale process with the intention of identifying a new long-term owner of the bank. Well, we're joined now by Adam Maguire of our business desk. Adam, what's the market reaction now to this?
Yeah, it's been quite positive so far. Shares up around 13.2% in Dublin so far this morning. It is early days, but it suggests that markets see the bank as having potential, having some interested parties potentially coming on board and pushing up the price somewhat. That, if you count that 13.2%, it gives the bank a valuation of around 1.45 billion euro, so that would make the state's remaining shareholding worth around 830 million euro. So far, the state has received 2.75 billion back from PTSB following the bailout and the bank rescue. So the 4 billion was paid at that stage. So even if they got 830 million, still be short of what was put into the bank all those years ago. So the hope clearly would be that you get at least two parties that show an interest in PTSB. There's a bit of a bidding war to push up the price higher still. But so far, there's certainly a feeling that there will be some interest in this bank.
And when you look at this now, how significant could it be for the banking sector and then consumers as well?
Yeah, potentially it could be hugely significant. Now, the PTSB is the third biggest bank in the country, but it is a fair bit behind the other two players, AIB and Bank of Ireland. For example, it has 20% of new mortgages at the moment. So again, a relatively small share considering it's in third place. Deposits as of the most recent quarter of about 25 billion euro, which is a quarter of what Bank of Ireland had in the same period. So it is a smaller player. But it does come at a time when there's a lot of flux in the banking sector. Many people now much more open to switching than they might have been before, people using alternatives like Revolut. So there's a bit more flexibility, a bit more flux in the market than might have been the case a couple of years ago. And people are open to changing lender and probably have been forced in recent years with Ulster Bank exiting and so on. So if you have a big European player coming into the market with innovative products, expertise, and maybe the scale that they can offer kind of better deals, it might push the others to compete, and which is obviously good for consumers. But the alternative is that maybe it's a private equity firm and they might not be quite so good for consumers. They're more interested in a short-term return than necessarily, you know, staying long-term in the market and building a customer base.
Briefly, political fallout, could there be one?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of argument that people would make for the state remaining involved in the banking sector. There'll also be maybe a feeling that if a multinational comes in to take PTSB, that's, you know, Irish money leaving the country and maybe a company that isn't as kind of tuned to the Irish market. The alternative is that if this stake is sold for a decent price, the state will get some or all of its investment back from the crash. And as I say, it may lead to better competition in the banking market as well.
Well, more on this story later in the day. Adam Maguire, thanks for joining us. It's now 8:59.